Yes, that's true. Anyhow, he wants to drag the pond first. He added dryly, "From what I've read of detective stories, inspectors always do want to drag the pond first."
"Is it deep?"
"Quite deep enough," said Cayley as he got up. On his way to the door he stopped and looked at Antony. "I'm so sorry that we're keeping you here like this, but it will only be until tomorrow. The inquest is tomorrow afternoon. Do amuse yourself how you like till then. Beverley will look after you."
"Thanks very much. I shall really be quite all right." Antony went on with his breakfast. Perhaps it was true that inspectors liked dragging ponds. But the question was, did Cayley's like having them dragged? Was Cayley anxious about it, or quite indifferent? He certainly did not seem to be anxious, but he could hide his feelings very easily beneath that heavy, solid face, and it was not often that the real Cayley peeped out. Just a little too eager once or twice, perhaps, but there was nothing to be learnt from it this morning. Perhaps he knew that the pond had no secrets to give up. After all, inspectors were always dragging ponds. Bill came in noisily.